Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from StJeromesChapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is March 22nd, 2006, the Feast of Blessed James de Koven. This is a time of great controversy in the Church. There is much debate about Church discipline, and who is a fit person for the ministry. These can seem like, and are, great issues of deep theological significance for the life of the Church. We are right to be taking them as seriously as we are. But these deep divisions of ecclesiology might make some of the disputes from the past seem kind of silly. In the 19th century, James de Koven found himself embroiled in the ritualist controversy, which concerned itself with such questions as whether or not candles could be used on the altar, or if genuflecting or using incense were acceptable in Episcopal churches. And if you think that these are silly issues, you would be wrong. Like the current controversies, they go to the very heart of worship and piety, and can have grave consequences for the ease with which the people of God are able to worship the divine. The second letter to Timothy, which we read today, has something to contribute to the thinking about these disputes of churchmanship. Paul writes, "Remind them of this, and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good, but only ruins those who are listening." It is important, therefore, that we don't fight for fighting's sake, but rather that we acknowledge the reality of the conflict and attempt to live into a solution together. In speaking about the real issue of worship on his heart, James de Koven wrote, "How we do it, the way we do it, the ceremonies with which we do it, are utterly, utterly indifferent. The thing itself is what we plead for." Perhaps that is the lesson that James de Koven's life has to teach us. The differences in the way we worship and the communities in which we prefer to worship need not divide us permanently, so long as we recall that the God we worship and the truth of that God shown in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ will bind us together at a level so deep that those ties can never be broken. At least, that is my prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, the source and perfection of all virtues, you inspired your servant James de Koven to do what is right and to preach what is true. Grant that all ministers and stewards of your mysteries may impart to your faithful people by word and example the knowledge of your grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at StJeromesChapel.org for the Feast of Gregory the Illuminator. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.